You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
From Paris, New York, and around the globe, welcome to the Pet Sets. For the hip, the trendy, the uber cool, where pets rule. If you've got a passion for pet fashion and a flair for animal wear, this is the ultimate place to take a peek at what's chic. Find out what's hot and what's not in the world of designer pet fashion and cool new pet products. Whether you're a dog or cat, it's time to strut your stuff on the catwalk with your pet set diva, Queen Dog Lady.
All right. You got Queen Dog Lady here. Welcome to the Pet Set. We are live in Orange County. We are at the Pet Expo, which is in Orange County, California. Tracks about 450 animal-related booths, and about 80,000 people come to this every year. Beautiful California weather and dogs, cats, animals, absolutely everywhere. We're excited to do a live broadcast from the show today and talk to some different exhibitors and people that are here at the show. And right now, I'm actually standing at my booth, which I'm at the Seattle Dog Magazine booth, where Queen Dog Lady, who writes her column. And we've had a busy day. It started yesterday, and we're going to be here all day Saturday, all day Sunday, and then going back to rainy Seattle on Monday. So this has been a nice break. It's absolutely gorgeous weather, lots of amazing dog-loving people. So we're going to start out our show today, but first we're going to take a little break. So we'll be back in a few minutes from our live broadcast in Orange County Pet Expo.
It's time for a walk down Fifth Avenue, of course. The Pet Set will be right back after we do a little shopping.
There's nothing like a shaggy dog, baby. They're shagadelic. And this is the place to find out how to have harmony in the household with your pets. Oh, yeah. So stop by our pad every week and get switched on, baby. Switched on to the show that's all about attitude. Oh, behave. With your groovy host, pet edutainer Arden Moore. Yeah, baby, yeah. Every week on demand on PetLifeRadio.com.
Flight 291 is now boarded. All passengers, please proceed to gate 4.
And who's this traveling with us today?
This is Bailey. She's never flown Midwest Airlines before.
Hi, Bailey. She'll be fine. We take special care of our traveling pets. In fact, our Premier Pet Program was created by an employee and dog lover who believes that pets should be handled as precious cargo. And they are. Oh, and they earn travel rewards, too.
Oh, good.
Thanks for flying Midwest Airlines, Bailey. Enjoy your flight. Visit MidwestAirlines.com.
Pets are part of the family, and when traveling with your dog, there's only one magazine to include when packing your doggy's duffel bag, and that's Fido Friendly, the travel and lifestyle magazine for you and your dog. Each bi-monthly issue includes hotel, city and state reviews, and doggy destinations to explore with your furry companion. Fido Friendly magazine can be found at Borders, Barnes & Noble, PetSmart, Pet Boutiques, and Fido Friendly hotels nationwide. Or you can go online to subscribe at www.FidoFriendly.com. So get traveling with your pet today and leave no dog behind. And remember, Fido Friendly's the only magazine dedicated to the travel lifestyle of man's best friend and the one magazine your dog will thank you for.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
The Pet Set is back with more fashion trends for our furry friends. Here with the latest buzz in four-legged fashions is our Pet Set diva, Queen Dog Lady.
All right, and welcome back to the Pet Set. You got Queen Dog Lady here doing her live broadcast from Orange County, California, the Pet Expo, which attracts about 450 different vendors here. And about 80,000 people come to this. It is absolutely gorgeous. I'm standing here at my booth. I've actually got my new editor, who is the editor of Diva Dog Magazine, which will be launching December 2008. Claudine, you want to tell us what's going on here today?
Hey, we've got just hundreds of people who love dogs, cats, all kinds of animals, great products, everything new and innovative for your dog or your cat that you can imagine, all the wonderful products and information that we're going to start bringing you in Diva Dog.
Thank you, Claudine. We're actually going to start taking a little walk around. I'm going to walk around and say hello to some different people that have booths. I'm walking by an absolutely gorgeous Samoy dog right now with their owner. We've got booths here that have everything from, they've got the United Pegasus Foundation, the LA Times. Of course, about every different product company is out here. An unbelievable amount of food, of course, because that's got to go with any festival to say. All the different breeding clubs are here. I see the Papillon Club I'm walking by right now with all their cute little Papillons. Got Rog's toys, which are some incredible dog toys that are out there. Really good. They're like the Kong toys. Really great for your dogs to chew on, and they actually last a long time. They got pet ID tags. I mean, gosh, you name it, they're here. A lot of the different publications are here as well, not just Seattle Dog Magazine, Dog Fancy, Cat Fancy. Bowtie Press is all here. And, of course, my wonderful friends, Fido Friendly. We're going to go give them a little visit because they're always fun to talk to. PetSmart is here. Taking a walk here. A washable lint remover. What's nice about a lot of these festivals is you see things that are either new, just hitting the market, things you haven't seen before, and then there's always just an amazing amount of people that have invented something and they haven't patented it yet, but it's just incredible. I mean, the clothing I've seen here this weekend for dogs, absolutely unbelievable. So it's been a really fun event, just in all the new stuff that I have seen. Urinoff, if you haven't seen that, it's a great product, which actually helps you get, you know, when your dog has those unfortunate accidents in the carpet, you don't have to yell so loud, you can actually get it out of the carpet. Now I'm actually walking over here right now, and I see the Fido Friendly booth. My beautiful, wonderful friend, publisher, Susan Sims.
Okay, now listen, anybody that's anybody and wants to buy something precious for their pets needs to be at the OC Pet Expo. We actually have a fabulous wheel. We have all kinds of fighter-friendly prizes. And then we just had helpers arrive so they could help us with the spin and win. And people, we're giving away milk bones. We're giving away wellness, animal food. And PetMate donated tons and tons of products. So you've got feeder bowls. You've got water. You've got tug toys. You've got everything that you can imagine. And we even have Vitapaw who donated mineral water for your dog. So everybody needs to come down here and spin the wheel and win, and we'll even give you a free copy of Fighter Friendly Magazine. All right, so you guys come out and see us. We're here today and tomorrow.
All right, I'm back here. They have got this incredible wheel. They actually even had a trip the other day. $600? That trip to that lady won. Oh, they got more trips up. Oh, my goodness. Where's the new trip? Casa Laguna in Laguna Beach, which that would be a nice trip with your dog. A trip to Yosemite. Tell me that would not be fun. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, this wheel is just incredible. So you have to see it to believe it. And you spin it and you win all kinds of really cool prizes out here. They've got a really fun booth here, and as I said, don't have to purchase anything. You just come here and spin that wheel, and you can subscribe to their magazine. I'm going to actually take a walk. We're going to come back and see Nicholas in a little bit because he's talking to some people right now. We're going to go down and see some of my friends. They own Enu Treats, which is a new and upcoming wonderful treat. They're Asian-themed. They have pot stickers. They have egg rolls. Cutest little dog treats you have ever seen. And what's nice is this is their first year. So it's kind of nice to talk to people that are, it's their first year of doing the show and kind of get their thoughts on it. Hey, Dan and Tina. I'm live on Pet Life Radio. How are you today?
Wow. Great. How are you doing?
Good. You want to tell everybody your experience here at the show and how it's going?
Oh, my gosh. It's phenomenal. There's so many people. Everyone's smiling. Everyone's petting the dogs. It's been really, really great.
And is everybody enjoying Enu Treats?
Oh, we've been getting such a great reaction. You know, we're all about whole ingredients, and they've been really, really open to it. Our packaging looks great. We stand out. Everyone's been coming to us and handing out tons of samples. We have free shipping coupons. It's been really, really wonderful.
Wow. And if people don't know about E-Nutrites, tell us your top product right now.
Well, peanut butter. Everybody loves peanut butter. That's always a top choice. Even with myself, I eat them every once in a while. They're pretty tasty. And then the next best thing is salmon. And, you know, anything that's good for their skin and coat is always number one. So that, I would say those two are our top sellers.
Thank you, Tina. And we're having fun here. As I said, we're live on Pet Life Radio and saying hello to my friends, Dan and Tina at the booth. I'm now kind of walking around. Oh, my gosh. I've got all these really cute little T-shirts. About every pet food company. Oh, my gosh. That everybody's here as anybody. They've got the Pigeon Club here. I'm looking at tons of cages filled with pigeons. Dogs, just adorable dogs, just absolutely everywhere, just wanting to be petted. If you are a pet lover, next year you have got to come because it is just spectacular weather, and it's just rooms and rooms and rooms filled with different pet products. So, I mean, if there's anything you ever wanted to know or find for your dog, the people are here. We've just had an amazing weekend. I'm actually walking around kind of looking to see what activities are going on because they have a dog fashion show later on today. They have adoptions going on all day. So people that are wanting to come and get a pet, this is the place to do it. You can find your new pet here. Gosh, they have stuff for people even. So if you're a dog lover, you can find T-shirts with your favorite breed of dog. Dog toys everywhere. I'm past Petco's booth, which is filled with all kinds of different dog stuff here. And I'm walking around. I see the Nutro booth. Oh, my gosh. And there's this pet photographer you will not believe. This pet photographer has about every background you can think of. It's just amazing. I'm live on Pet Life Radio. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. I am wonderful. How are you doing?
Hello. And tell everybody about your wonderful product you have here.
Well, hello. My name is Robert Semrow. I am the pawtographer, and our website is www.thepawtographer.com. And we have a lot of fun with portraits of dogs in various scenes and themes, really creative, fun stuff. If you can think it, we're probably doing it or going to do it.
Thank you. You would not believe. I'm looking at some of the backdrops. They have this dog that's on top of a chest that looks like a little pirate theme. They have a dog that's in a bathtub with Mr. Bubble, with little bubbles everywhere. They have a snow globe. It looks like a real snow globe, like two little doggies sitting in a snow globe. So you could have your dog, and it looks like they're in a snow globe. They have an antique background that's just absolutely gorgeous. A dog with the cheese and the wine with a little artsy Paris theme. Dogs that are standing over a barrel with hay in the background. I mean, it's just incredible. So any picture you would ever want with your dog, these people do it. It's just absolutely amazing. So I'm walking around here again and taking a look at everything we got. Oh my goodness, they've got dog hats, if you can believe it. I saw this dog yesterday. I had to take a picture. Dog was in a stroller and it was wearing sunglasses. I'm not talking doggles. It was wearing little Marilyn Monroe style with the jewel sunglasses. And the dog wasn't fighting it at all. It was sitting there being a diva. Loving wearing the sunglasses. So it was just absolutely so cute. Walking right now, actually past Dog Fancy magazine. They've got their magazines here, which they put out several publications, which it looks great. Walking past the Boston Terrier Club with a whole bunch of Boston Terriers having a good time today. And now I'm actually walking outside, which they have booths. I mean, the booths are everywhere. They have inside, they have outside. They have little areas where they're running all kinds of events. And it's just, as I said, spectacular weather. So it is a great day. I'm going past the Alaskan Klee Kai, which these are just the cutest little dogs you've ever seen in your whole life. And then, of course, food-wise, oh, my gosh, every food out there you can think of, fair food, funnel cakes, ice cream, all that good stuff. So as I said, if you're planning a vacation next year and you are the biggest pet nut like me, this is where you want to definitely be at. So book your trip next year because this is just unbelievably fun. And if you're looking for anything for your pet, oh, my gosh, this is like the pet Mardi Gras, I tell you. 450 booths of different dog stuff. So, I mean, as I said, everything in the world you would want to find for your pet. They have a cat area. They have ferrets here, guinea pigs. I've even seen some rats, hamsters, snakes, reptiles. There is just pets absolutely everywhere. So it's absolutely gorgeous. Right now, let's take a quick break, and I'll be back in a few minutes to conclude Orange County's Pet Expo.
It's time for a walk down Fifth Avenue, of course. The Pet Set will be right back after we do a little shopping.
Attention passengers, please fasten your seatbelts, put your seat bags and sleeping pets in their full upright position, and prepare for takeoff.
Pet Life Radio presents Travel Tales, the show where you'll get great travel ideas on perfect places for you and your pet. From Paris to paradise, south of the border to the South Seas, Travel Tales will give you cool tips on fun vacation destinations to travel with your pet, pet-friendly hotels, and advice on how to travel safely and happily with your furry best friends. So, get ready to pack the bags and the bones with your Travel Tales hosts, Susan Sims and Nicholas Veslowski, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Ready to take a walk? Not just you, but your whole family. It's the 2008 Whisker Walk, Sunday, June 8th from 9 to 4 at the Lancaster Fairground in Lancaster, Massachusetts. Pet owners and animal lovers walk to lend a paw to benefit the animal shelters and pet charities they love. Come see exhibits, demonstrations, educational programs, special attractions, product giveaways, entertainment, auctions, raffles, food, fun, and things for adults and kids to see, do, and buy, both human and pet-related. Whisker Walk 2008, a fun day for everyone. For more information, log on to whiskerwalk.org.
Greetings, human. What planet am I on?
Welcome to Pet Planet. Here's a copy of Pet Planet Magazine, Florida's most informative and fun pet resource magazine. It features heartwarming stories and informative articles from local and national pet experts.
Excellent.
Pet Planet Magazine offers Operation Planet Rescue, helping rescued pets find new homes. And it's available at 500 locations in South and Central Florida and 24/7 on the internet at PetPlanetMagazine.com. If you're out and about with your pet, you may be featured in Paparazzi, candid pictures of you and your pet. For up-to-date pet-friendly events, activities, and pet-related services and products, Pet Planet Magazine is your final destination.
I shall take this magazine home with me.
Back to your home planet?
No, to my condo in Boca.
Pet Planet Magazine. Check them out at www.petplanetmagazine.com or 352-394-8578. It's out of this world.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
The Pet Set is back with more fashion trends for our furry friends. Here with the latest buzz in four-legged fashions is our Pet Set diva, Queen Dog Lady.
Okay, we're back with the Pet Set. We are live at Orange County. I'm doing my nice little radio show, The Pet Set, here. We're walking around the Orange County Pet Expo. It attracts about 80,000 people per year. Over 450 different pet-related booths, and we're talking every type of thing. I mean, I'm walking past right now. Oh, incredible dog totes, dog beds, leashes, collars, about everything out there you'd want for your pet. And I mean, gosh, I just saw a bed that's like $5, pet beds that are $5, really cute. Dog toys that are $1. So, I mean, they have some really affordable stuff out here. I'm actually walking up to this booth. I found this really cute stuff yesterday that I had never seen before, and I just was really intrigued by it. It was great stuff. It's homemade doggy dinners. I'm doing a live show. It's the Pet Set, which is on Pet Life Radio, and I'm telling them about your product. They have these cute things. It's homemade doggy dinners. And you can actually go onto their website if you want to see it, because it's really cute stuff. It is homemadedoggydinners.com, and they look like little jars. They have little jars in here with different things. They have chicken jerky treats. They have mozzarella sticks, sweet potato chips, apple pie cookies. And I've got the owners here, and I'm going to have them talk about their product here for a minute. Tell us about your product.
All right. Hello. This is Britton, and I am from Homemade Doggy Dinners. We have got homemade dog food and treats. We have our doggy dinners, which is what we specialize in. It's our homemade food. It's a mixture of ground turkey, chicken livers, brown and white rice, vegetables, oatmeal, flaxseed meal. We make homemade chicken stock that we throw in there, put some apples, some organic herbs, and then we put some vitamins and minerals to make sure that it's wholesome and nutritious for your dog. It's all these ingredients mixed up. We scoop it into individual servings, and then we freeze it. And we put that 15 individual scoop servings in a 64-ounce freezer-safe bin. So you can just take a few servings out, put them in the refrigerator, thaw them out. Then you can mix it with dry dog food, or you can give it to your dog by itself. And it's just a wholesome, whole food instead of a canned food. And then we also do our homemade treats, and everything is made with human-grade quality ingredients from the USA. We make everything ourselves.
Thank you so much, and keep those dogs cool. They got some dogs on a lounge that are hot today, man. These poor dogs. Thanks, guys. We'll see you guys later. Okay, I'm traveling down the way now and taking a look around. It's got Camp Bow Wow and, oh, what's that smell? They've got this great thing, again, gets out urine, feces, skunk. I mean, they have products for just anything to do pet-related. You just wouldn't even believe how much stuff they have out here. Every different type of t-shirt. Dog. I'm walking up. They've got these cute little shirts that says, "This is what spoiled looks like," and Princess. So they have every type of shirt out here. And it's, of course, you can guess, just wall-to-wall dogs. I mean, just absolutely everywhere you look, you see dogs and products and people and just, you know, and people having a really good time. Dog people, as I tell everybody, we tend to be the happier people. We're the friendly, nice people. So we've got a lot of people out here having a great time and smiling, and the dogs are having a good time, but I will admit they're a little bit hot because it is just absolutely crazy weather. And I'm walking down here, and it looks like actually there is 870 KRLA radio is over here, and looks like they have a booth and they're doing something. So let's go over and let's see if we can say hello to them, because I think they're doing a live show today. Oh, and he does the pet show with Warren Eckstein, and he's talking about Simple Solution, which actually we put in our last publication. The Simple Solution, which gets out urine and all kinds of bad icky stuff in your carpet, and I actually did test it because I had a puppy that was at my house for a while, and the puppy kept peeing on my carpet. So we actually were able to get the stains out. So I can tell you the Simple Solution actually does work. I personally know. We're going to come up and say hello. We're the Pet Set on Pet Light Radio. We're doing our radio show live. Hi. Would you like to say hello and tell everybody what's going on today?
Hi, how are you? We're broadcasting today. We're doing a live show from the America's Family Pet Expo, and I am thrilled to be here because I'm totally surrounded by dogs, cats, horses, llamas. I saw a couple of pigs walking by. It kind of smells like my house, which makes me feel at home. So it's a great day to come out here and see all the animals and have a ball.
Thank you so much. Thank you. So we're seeing all the fun stuff that's going over here in Orange County. And again, you know, this is the Pet Set and Queen Dog Lady, and we're walking around having a good time. And it's just absolutely amazing. You just wouldn't believe how many people are here and bringing out their kids and their families and walking around to see everything that's out there. You can win a car. I actually saw one display where you can win $100,000. They have pony rides right here. I'm actually walking over here right now, and they have all kinds of cute little kids that are taking some pony rides. And oh, it's just absolutely adorable. This is a great place if you've got kids. I mean, heck, the place is so big, you can rent strollers, and they even have stroller parking. They have toys for the kids. They have some big booths with toys. So it's not just absolutely pets. They do have a lot of stuff for kids. They even have some kids' activities out here. One of the cute things that I saw on the agenda was they actually have these mini horse competitions. So if you watch Robin Big, which I do, and as if people know, my next issue of Seattle Dog Magazine, Meaty of Robin Big, is our centerfold. So I've got to talk to his people, and that mini horse, I think, is the stinking cutest thing in the world. But they have mini horse competitions here, so I'm definitely going to go check that out later. They have definitely, as I said again, also a lot of food, every fair food out there that you want. So, you know, you can gain a good 5-10 pounds here this weekend and see pets and buy lots of pet products and see a lot of different pet demonstrations. They even have some breeding competitions. Pretty much every breed of dog is out here. There's clubs representing everywhere. There's rescue groups everywhere. Every part of the pet industry is here. There's somebody representing each and every part of it.
I'm actually getting ready to go walk back to my booth and see my ladies and see what they are doing, because I have my marketing director, Dara, who is of Seven Lucky Dogs, handling my booth, and Claudine Randazzo, who is my new editor of Diva Dog Magazine, which will launch in December of 2008. I'm very excited about that. I'm going to actually walk back there and see how they're doing and conclude our show today. But I'm telling you, if you want a good trip for next year, or if you are out in California right now, you got to get down here, because it's absolutely gorgeous, the weather, the people, and I'm telling you, if you love pets, then there is absolutely nothing you won't find out here, because it is just everywhere. Pet stuff everywhere. Stuff I had never seen before. You'll find new products. I see some kitties in cages right now taking a nap. Boxer, I'm looking at the Boxer Rescue. A Dalmatian's walking by me. So it's absolutely, if you are a pet nut, this is the place to be. And again, this is Queen Dog Lady taking a nice walk. As you can tell, I'm very out of breath, because this is like, you wouldn't believe how big this place is. It's absolutely huge. I've been just walking around the whole place. Of course, there's people trying to give you brochures every 2 seconds of their wonderful pet products that they have out here. And we're going to walk back here. We're going to say hello to Dara and Claudine and see what they're up to right now, because I've been walking around this festival, and it's quite a walk, because it's so big. We're walking back to Jack Russell's right now. And we're going to say hello to Dara and see what they're doing right now. What are you guys up to today? What do you think of this festival?
Wow, the Pet Expo is just fabulous. There are so many people here with their dogs and their family and children and friends, and we've just been having lots of folks stopping by the booth talking about all the latest fashions and accessories for dogs and consumables like pet treats and pet food. There are people here with samples for the folks' dogs to actually be able to try it before they buy it, so to speak. But the Pet Expo is actually a great success. There are many people here wanting to just celebrate life with their dogs. And I hope to meet more folks as the day progresses.
Thank you, Dara. And again, Dara, she does my art direction for the magazine. She's like the brains behind everything I do. She makes me look pretty, which, you know, thank goodness for her. So Dara and Claudine and I are going to conclude the show today of the Pet Set that we've done live from Orange County Pet Expo, which, again, a 450 booths, about 80,000 people. So this is a huge dog event. This is one of the biggest ones they have every year. I mean, some of the other big ones, there's obviously Super Zoo, H&H Backer, which is another big product one, which is in Chicago. Super Zoo's in Vegas. Global, which is in various locations. I guess next year it's in Florida, so I'm pretty excited. I'm definitely going to go to that, because nice weather is definitely good to go to. So if you're looking for some different pet expos or shows or have any questions, always feel free to email me, GOVE@SeattleDogMagazine.com. Queen Dog Lady's always happy to give you information on what's going on out in the doggy world and events, which we love doing. But again, we're going to conclude our show here today, because I need to catch my breath, because, wow, I just walked this festival, and it is quite the hike. So I'm going to go sit in my chair and enjoy the rest of my weekend. I hope you've enjoyed our live broadcast from the fairgrounds here, the Pet Expo 2008. Thank you, guys, and I look forward to talking to you guys more on the Pet Set again. Have a wonderful, fabulous weekend. Talk to you soon.
From Paris, New York, and around the globe, get ready for the hip, the trendy, the uber cool, where pets rule. If you've got a passion for pet fashion and a flair for animal wear, this is the ultimate place to take a peek at what's chic in the world of designer pet fashion and cool new pet products. On the Pet Set, with our fashion diva, Queen Dog Lady. The Pet Set, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.